I personally think we have something special with Victoria Pickett. And
welcome back to the Casey Woe Show. With me, I have Cindy. This is Thad. We have a real live regular season game to talk about. Excited?
Yeah, it's back to official soccer. It almost feels like we're back to normal. Season is starting. And yeah, I mean, there's no COVID to think about.
Yeah, it's gone. No, it's completely gone now, right?
It's just pandemic is over. But yeah, it's exciting because it almost doesn't almost feel like a season, or at least that a new season started, because we've already had four games and that Challenge Cup did not feel like a preseason at all. I know that was the intention, but it very well felt like a very hyped up tournament preseason. I don't know about you, but I feel like we're five games into this season.
Yeah, I really don't know how to feel about it, quite honestly. It was fun, but it also wasn't too stressful because I knew that they were never going to win it, regardless of whatever they went into it saying. But yeah, it was fun. So maybe you took it a little more seriously than I did.
I think I did, just because last year that was all pretty much we got. Fall series, and I thought the fall series were okay, but there was just something about the Challenge Cup, like something new and exciting was starting. Yeah. So yeah, it was great to have that as a pre thing to the season, and we got to get a good look, and every team took it very seriously. So there goes my house.
Everybody, I think all the teams took it seriously and wanted to do well. You know, only probably four teams had a chance of winning it in reality. Mm-hmm. But for KC, they, again, with all due respect to whatever they've wanted to do or whatever they said, they were not going to win it. They're a team that's needing to use those games to find themselves.
Which I think as the games progressed, they improved a little bit. I thought the game against OL Reign was probably their best out of the four they had. Granted, it was not a win that they were wanting, especially as it was like home opener version 2.0. And they played okay considering the record they were going into it. So perhaps it was the addition of Chloe Lagarso and then Jordan Listro, Mallory Weber. So little by little, the team, and that's one thing that wasn't really talked about a lot from a national standpoint, at least that I don't remember hearing, is how throughout this tournament, Kansas City was not at full strength. They missed like 13 out of 26 players, if I remember hearing from Hugh Williams. It was like constant change. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I think some of the other teams probably experienced that too. Not following them as closely, but for KC, you know, they made trades, they added players, they brought in players and you know, for Lagarso, she was, you know, locked away in pandemic England, I believe. Mm-hmm. And she finally arrived and was thrust into the lineup and played well and then was hurt. Mm-hmm. So I was actually very impressed with Lagarso in the little bit that we got to see her in the Challenge Cup. What was your thoughts on her?
Yeah, that was one of those signings that I was really looking forward to, just because I think the Australian national team is just a very good team overall, and they have improved tremendously over the past few years. For some reason, there was an exodus for all of them and they decided to go play overseas. And so I think she may be the only Australian in the NWSL, but I could be wrong.
I think she is, if not the only one, one of the few. I'm not sure if there's ones that are still left. Mm-hmm. But somebody had said that the Australian national team coach was based in Europe, and he wanted all of his players in Europe to watch him.
Yeah, and so there's been a bit of a regression with the national, with the Australian national team since they left the NWSL. And even Legarso said that she wanted to return because the NWSL is still seen, considered as the best league for women's soccer.
I'm not sure how much longer that will be, but
well, I hope so. But yeah, I thought she was a really good signing, and too bad that she couldn't come over right away, and obviously those circumstances. So she's good. I think she will be. She may be what the midfield needs to kind of get things going there. But yeah, she's hurt. She missed last game with an injury.
Yeah, hopefully she'll be available for this weekend, but we're not sure about that yet.
Yeah.
I think Legarza was one of the very nice surprises in preseason in the Challenge Cup. Let me rephrase that before you yell at me. But I think one of the other big surprises was Pickett.
Yeah, Victoria Pickett. Yeah, I agree.
Every game, she's better.
Yeah. And that's a player that Hugh just continually just praises, that they really like her. She's really good. She's a good teammate. She plays really good in every game. They just want her to be a little bit more selfish with the ball and start taking those chances. But
yeah, after the Louisville game, asked Hugh something, and he mentioned Victoria Pickett, and he goes, "We have something really special there."
Yeah, that was a really good signing. And so, yeah, she's good. She's going to be one to watch for sure this whole season, because that's the surprise that's going to do really well.
So second round pick, and right now she's looking like a definite candidate for rookie of the year, you know, so she could be the steal of the draft. I mean, of course, there's still players coming that, you know, were playing or is still playing in the Challenge Cup, or the College Cup rather.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I believe also Kiki Pickett is in Kansas City now.
She is.
Yeah. So two Pickets. So we're going to get to see
Pickett squared, as you said.
Yeah. Pickett squared. Yeah. I think that's what's exciting about this draft class is it's one that's really, just because they didn't have a college season until this spring. So even just going into the draft, you were thinking, who are these players? I know I had to do some research as they were drafted. So
yeah, definitely. And the other draft pick, there were six draft picks, two showed up, two were going to show up after the College Cup or after the college season. And the other two are going to show up after the next college season, which is like the weirdness of this last draft that normally doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
So Kiki Pickett is in camp. Mm-hmm. I got to see a little bit of the practice with her, and quite honestly, she already looked like she fit in, which is a good sign for a, you know, kid coming right out of college.
Mm-hmm.
She is very short, but she was also quick, and passing was good, and she was vocal. And I would be very surprised if she's not signed, and possibly by the time we post this podcast, it be announced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. That was one of the reasons why they drafted her, is she's really good on the ball. And I'm excited to see her play. So it's not all doom and gloom after that Challenge Cup for Kansas City. There's some hope. There's some positives. I also thought that Darian Jenkins, for her first game back this past weekend, that she got the ball moving there quite a bit and was a little bit of a threat. What did you think about Jenkins?
I was not super impressed. I'm not saying she was terrible, but she just kind of looked out of sync. As long as she was individually, I think she was doing all right. But when she was trying to do something with the team, I just felt like she was out of sync.
Yeah. And it's first game back, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, like, writing her off. I'm just, that's a description of how I thought she was in that game.
Well, I was excited to see her on the lineup because, I mean, she was traded for, remind me who that Ciara. Was. Yeah, Ciara King.
Yeah, I'm terrible with names, so you gotta tell me if I mispronounce it. But
Ciara King. So, which I was really sad because I really liked Ciara King with Utah last year and was excited to see her play in Kansas City. Obviously, all your dreams don't come true. And so.
No, they don't. it was still, you know, I know at the time Hugh said it was because he liked something about Jenkins but what wasn't there to like about King?
Yeah.
She's looking good in the Challenge Cup. Mm-hmm. She has the ability to score. She has some speed. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Jenkins doesn't have that, but maybe the idea is that they need to feed everything to A-Rod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
But maybe. When they're playing Pickett up top at times, sometimes in the mid, sometimes on the front line, Jenkins, Weber, Larroquette, Legarza was up there at one point in the preseason also. Mm-hmm. All of them have some ability to score. So,
yeah. And I think all the pieces are there for Kansas City. It's just a matter of playing more together. And that's not something they've had this season. No. With so many injuries, with international call-ups, with suspensions, with just there just has not been. We just have not seen the Kansas City team that I think Hugh even would like to see on the field, just because there's so many factors interrupting that. So,
well, and remember, they signed another player a few days ago that we won't see for another month or so. Well, I mean, won't even be in town for another month mm-hmm. or so.
Yeah.
Jessica Silva.
Yeah. Which I mean, from that press conference, she seemed really fun. And yeah, I was going to ask you what your thoughts were on, she plays, well, she's on the Portuguese national team and she has a lot of international experience and then played recently with OL. I'm going to say Rain, but it's not.
It's just OL.
OL. Yeah, them.
Honestly, it's a wait and see signing for everything for me. Mm. You know, even players that I know much more about when they are signed, players I've seen play, I will still say it's a wait and see signing until they come in and they merge. I mean, unless we're talking, you know, top eight players off the U.S. national team, that's probably anything after that, I'm going to have to wait and see kind of attitude.
Yeah.
You know, same with, you know, Sporting when they sign a player, you know, it's, I got to see how they're going to mesh.
Yeah. That's fair. I guess I'm the positive one here.
No, that's fine. I watched some of her highlights and I realized that I'd actually watched her play like a couple weeks before when Scotland played Portugal in UEFA, whatever competition qualifying? That was.
Qualifying?
Yeah, I really don't remember which one it is, but she played against Corsi.
Oh.
And she didn't stand out then, but she didn't, you know. So I went back and found the stream and rewatched half of it, kind of skipping through a little bit. But she definitely has some ability to be creative. And so now the question is a Portugal-Scotland national team game at a higher level or a lower level than an NWSL game?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I don't know if the national team game is a higher level than NWSL, I think she'll struggle here. If it's about the same level, I think she will be useful.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yep. That makes sense. Yeah.
I think it's, you know, usually it's hard to figure out like whether that national team level is higher than the best women's league in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or one of the top two.
Yeah, that makes sense. And yeah, NWSL internet, it's all a little bit different. Unless you're playing the national team, the U.S. national team, then you're either going to not going to do very well against them, or it's going to be a very interesting competitive game, which I sometimes think they're rare, but.
So let's be hopeful that she will be another one of the creative attackers for you that he's looking for. But I don't know. It's hard for me to picture what that final lineup's going to look like in a month. It probably does for you too. So,
yeah. I mean, I think we talked a little bit before we started recording was I expected Elizabeth Ball to be a starter. She was available for the first time this game, or at least this whole entire 2021. And she has been on the injury list. So I was expecting her to start, but obviously she may not just be ready, or she is ready, but you want a defender, like you said, to go full 90.
Normally. That's the catch 22 for defenders is how do they get game fit without getting games? You know, if you're a winger or a midfielder, you maybe play 60 and come off, or you come on the last 20, 30, 40 for somebody else and you work towards game fitness with part of that. So it's hard for defenders to do that sometimes. So sometimes they just got to be thrown in there and survive.
Yeah, that's so true.
Is, because I don't know a lot about Elizabeth, is she, what is her best spot?
Center back. I expect her to be right right alongside Kersey, right in that center.
Okay. I wasn't sure if she played outside back at all or not.
She might, but I do remember seeing her more in the center in Utah. So I mean, I think Leach for me is a surprise starter, but.
I think for Hugh, because they expected Louisville to just throw the ball in high balls for I think that's where Leach was. She was the best one at jumping in the air and the strongest one on the team, if I heard correctly.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah. So that Louisville game. Thoughts, I was a 0-0 game. Kansas City got the shutout that they have wanted because they gave up 8 goals in the Challenge Cup and then came into the regular season, got a point, which is better than a loss, but did not get 3 points. So impressions.
And they got that point against an expansion team. A good expansion team. I think they are a pretty good expansion team as far as expansion teams go. And, you know, they're probably better than one or two of the other regular teams at this point, but we'll see. It's another hard judgment to make. I think when NWSL was around at first, the first few years when I paid a lot of attention to it, when there was an FC Kansas City team, I think the parity was pretty close. You know, any team, any given day, you know, Sky Blue and Boston were usually bad, but most of the other teams were really competitive. I think that talent gap maybe is separating now more. Portland, North Carolina, OL Reign with some of their links. So it'll be very interesting to see how you can overcome that talent gap with bringing in other players like Legarzo, Silva, etc. I know that's not exactly what you asked.
No, I was mainly, but I get where you're going. That I get it. Yeah, I get where you're going. So not it. I think a little bit. I think we're kind of veering. Oh, okay. So overall, 0-0 draw.
It was a good start. It was good to get the shutout. It was good. There was bright spots. Bright spots again were Pickett. I thought Bowen actually played very well the last couple games. She's always been either very, very good or very, very mediocre. There's very little in between with her. My opinion. Let's see. It was a big change when Labonte went out. I thought that Kansas City was the better team until Labonte went out. And I don't think Louisville had a lot of answers for Kansas City other than to foul them for a while. And when Lowe was she went up for a header and got cut open and had to leave the game, the when Listro came on, no, not to say anything bad about Listro, but she's not Lowe. She doesn't have that strength and that determination yet. And it's for her, it's her first real NWSL season too. So
yeah, Lowe is past 2 years, she has just really upped her game. I think she has become that midfielder, kind of underrated for a very long time, I think. And then 2 years ago in Utah, she just was part of that game changer for the team. And so it's nice to see that it's continuing here in Kansas City. And yeah, I agree. As soon as she left with an injury, just things just changed a little bit. Just, it was not the same Kansas City team that started.
No. And I know it basically left Pickett more as the only one, the only offensive kind of midfielder out there, because Listro basically hung back more with Desi. It just, it changed. Louisville, I think, got the advantage at that point. And not that they were overwhelmingly better. They just, they kind of got more control at that point. And it lessened the chances there for Kansas City. So it, hopefully the last update we got, that was that Lowe had stitches done there at the field, flew home with the team. No update officially today when we were recording this, because they didn't have practice yet. But she was not, they did not suspect a concussion while they were still in Louisville. So hopefully she would be available with some bandages in her head.
That is good. And hopefully she can play this coming weekend. Because she is a really, I'm a fan of Lowe. That, I will leave it at that. But
you don't have to leave it at that. You can say you're a fan.
I mean, she's great. Yeah, I thought there was pretty evenly matched, like you said, for a while there. Kansas City seemed to have the upper hand, and then Lowe out of the game changed things, and it could have gone either way at that point.
Let's see. Let's kind of like run through the lineup, though, from just so we can kind of think about it a little bit. Starting in the back, Barney, Abby Smith was out still. And last practice as that, she wasn't practicing. So I don't know. I think she's doing back in practice maybe this week, but I don't know if that means she'll be ready to start for Houston or just getting back into the shape. I don't know. But Barney has done really relatively well these last couple games that she's played. Very, very solid in the game here, the last game in the Challenge Cup. And I thought actually very solid in Louisville. So she is still not going to be your most mobile goalie, but she is very good at positioning and she's stopping the shots. So that's good. Let's see. On the back line, we had Edmonds, Leach, Corsi, and Bowen. We already mentioned Katie, I thought was really good. What about Edmonds?
Yeah, I mean, she's what you need to be that defender who can play up the wing. I think we have said before that she is one of those good solid trades that Kansas City did over the offseason.
Let's see. In midfield, we had Pickett, Desi, Lowe. We've already talked about Pickett being very good. I thought Desi was pretty good most of the game, but again, when Lowe went out, I think she was trying to cover more ground or do more. Listro, again, needs to probably still needs us to find her space. Is that a nice way to put it? And up top, we had Jenkins, which we talked a little bit about, A-Rod, and Mallory Weber to start. I thought when Mal played in the last Challenge Cup game, obviously she scored a goal really quickly, looked really great. But I don't think she combined all that well either in that game, this last game. What did you see out of her?
Yeah, same. And she's getting back to just being integrated with this team too, with being in Australia and then coming in, she scores a goal. And so you kind of expect big things, but yeah, I'm with you. I don't think she wowed me as she's going to be the game. She was going to change the game. But yeah.
And then A-Rod was A-Rod.
A-Rod was A-Rod, which I know she's probably, she's that kind of striker that she always wants to score. And if she doesn't, she's like, oh, she scored.
Oh yeah. All good strikers are that way.
Yeah. So.
And, you know, it's actually been very pleasant watching her this year. Cause again, I didn't watch Utah as much, very much when after FCKC left. But one thing I love about A-Rod is she can be the striker. She can be the tough agitator. She can be the one that will give you the little hard foul to remind you that you should have been nicer to her teammate. And she could also be the caring, loving mother that was gently washing the blood out of Lobanta's hair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She's just all around. She's like your captain, and it doesn't seem like she's slowing down either. You know, people are like, I think that was one of the things I remember hearing is A-Rod going to want to continue playing, you know, moving her family again from once, you know, just from one setting to the next. And you think about A-Rod and you're like, she's a competitor. She wants to win. Nothing's going to stop her, even if that means changing cities again. So.
No, that's because I talked to her in preseason and I asked her that question, you know, was there even the thought of retiring with the whole move again? She's like, no. Mm-hmm. Just flat no. She wants to play. She wants to score goals. She wants to be out there. She wants to win another championship. She wants to show her boys that she's a champion, all of that stuff. And I would be very, very disappointed if she retires before she gets another championship.
Yeah, I agree. So, she's a Kansas City legend.
Let's hope that Hugh and Kansas City can get her another championship in the next couple years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's hope. All right. So coming up next for Kansas City is Houston Dash, who gave Kansas City a lot of trouble last time they met at Children's Mercy Park. 3-1. Thad, what does Kansas City need to do this upcoming game against Houston?
Be very, very diligent defensively. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they can have a couple of the players that we would like to see in the lineup out there. If you're going to ask me for a prediction, I'm not going to predict them to win as much as I would like to. Mm-hmm. But I think getting a 1-1 draw there would be an achievement. Yeah. Not out of the reach achievement, but it would be a doable thing as long as they all play well. Even in that game here where Houston kind of ran away with it, if I remember correctly, Kansas City was holding their own until there were some subs made, and then it just went away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Houston has a lot of players that can just make you pay for mistakes. They have Shea Groom, Kansas City native,
which we all know so well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then Christy Mewis, who has had a resurgence in her career, especially being back in the U.S. national team picture. She also played in Kansas City.
Yep, very happy for her. She was really nice.
Yeah, yeah. And then Rachel, why can't I think of her last name? She's England national team player. My goodness, I'm blanking here. Yes. Daly.
Right.
I'm like, I know her name. Rachel Daly. And then they have a really good keeper too, Jane Campbell, who's also in the U.S. national team picture. So Houston, and they won the Challenge Cup last year. So Houston is just a really good team that could make life a little difficult for Houston. I'm sorry, for Kansas City this coming game.
Definitely could. Again, that's why I can't expect, you know, Kansas City to go in there and win at this point. Houston is, for several years, Houston was kind of also, you know, that expansion team that just could never have any success. And it was just this last year that they really gelled, and, you know, the Shea Groom, Christy Mewis getting, you know, returning to form from her very early years. Like you said, Rachel Daly and some others, just everybody, it was that moment, and they got way better. Mm-hmm. So they're a team that is at least now competing for the top echelon of NWSL teams. I don't think mm-hmm. they're in it, but they're competing for it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they're still, because they have that solid group, they're still a cut above Kansas City at this point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Although Houston just lost their first game. So Kansas
and who did they lose to?
Somebody really good.
You can't say this stuff without knowing the answers.
New York, which is surprising too, because you wouldn't think that New York, New Jersey, Gotham would True. Be a team to win. That's another surprising team in the NWSL, I think.
So that's why I don't place Houston in the top echelon of teams. I think they're still in that middle, mm-hmm. that they're beatable. Mm-hmm. And I, like I said, I do think that when Kansas City played them, they were holding their own for a good chunk of time. Because mm-hmm. Houston scored, 25th minute?
That first game, yeah.
And it wasn't until, let's see, I'm trying to go back.
You can't say these things without knowing them, Thad.
It was the second goal was the 45th minute. It was like a penalty, I believe.
Yeah, which was a really, really terrible call.
Yeah, that's right. And then Christy added another one in the 71st minute. Mm-hmm. And then Vasconcelos made the beautiful goal in the 77th minute to at least keep the scoring streak going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So going into this game, on paper, standings-wise, Kansas City is a little bit above Houston. Then again, Kansas City did not play New York, New Jersey, Gotham. Let's just Gotham FC. But I don't know. I'm going to say best case scenario for Kansas City is a draw. And
you're copying.
No, you said they were going to lose.
I said they have a chance of pulling out a 1-1 draw.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then I'll say 2-2 draw.
with goals by A-Rod and Pickett.
Yep. That's the best case scenario. Yeah. Yeah. Coming up, that's Sunday game, 6 p.m. And that is in Houston. That's on Paramount Plus. And yeah.
If we plug them, do we get a proceeds from them somehow?
I hope so.
Yeah.
We
got to check that before we actually plug them. I'm kidding.
One of those TV channels you have to pay for.
You sound very bitter about that.
Just, I can't keep up with all the subscriptions we got, you know?
Yeah, I kind of wish they were all on one or maybe two, but.
I know. No such thing.
You know, we were talking about draft picks earlier with the Pickets, and there's another draft pick. Well, another draft pick that's already been signed and was in camp was Andy McCain. Another draft pick should be showing up, actually has showed up and was in quarantine, was Lucy Parker. But another one of their draft picks that they was not supposed to show up this year. She'll play the fall soccer season in college, assuming everything happens like it's supposed to, mm-hmm. is Alex Loera. She plays for Santa Clara. And they just won the NCAA College Cup as we speak.
Hmm.
They just won it a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of their games, and she's supposed to be a midfielder, but it seemed like she was either playing more defense or a very, very deep lying defensive midfielder. Mm-hmm. But she was shutting down some of the top players in college, like Pinto, who was one of the top draft picks in the NWSL this year.
Interesting.
So she was, she made several, I don't want to say game saving, but definitely opportunity saving tackles on Pinto in the not this game, but the last game. So
yeah, because that was, that was a shocker kind of game, because it's North Carolina,
right?
Yeah. Hey, look, we do know our college soccer. Go us.
You know, it's, again, I still followed it, but not as closely when after FC Casey left, and now I'm following it more again. So
Look at that.
I have more reason to follow to see who the draft picks are.
There you go. That's what we need more in the world. More teams, more follows.
And see, in fairness, I was also the, I know we're just here to cover the women, but since you brought this up, actually, I brought it up. I apologize. It was just very interesting to me that Sporting had a draft pick that also stayed in college so he could play out this season. And he plays for Marshall. His name is Jamil Roberts. Both Marshall and Santa Clara played North Carolina in the semifinals and won to advance to the final.
Wow.
And so both teams, both local teams, have a draft pick that went to the finals.
Nice.
So it's just like a little interesting trivia.
Yeah. Yeah. Connection there.
The Jamil Roberts for the Sporting draft pick, he actually scored the last two goals for Marshall to get them over to the last two wins. So,
oh, look at that. Santa Clara, which I believe Brandon Chastain went to that. Chastain.
Yes. And I believe she's also the one that told Hugh he should draft Alex Laura. So that is, she comes with high anticipation.
Yeah.
Even though I think she was fourth round pick.
Yeah. One up there later after the Pickets.
Well, that's the, and that's the interesting thing about this draft, this last draft is, you know, some of the national people were, it's terrible, terrible draft for Kansas City, but because Hugh moved up to get Victoria Pickett, Kiki Pickett, and then took Victoria Pickett later. And right now, Victoria Pickett's looking so good. Is the expectation even better, a higher for Kiki?
Possibly. I mean, they gave a lot for Kiki Pickett. Yeah, I agree. Loera is 36th pick on the fourth round. So
yeah, so pretty far down there. So if Brandi Chastain recommended her, let's hope that she is as good as we could hope for.
Let's hope so.
But that's probably what it's going to take, is for them to have these draft picks all a good chunk of them hit and be better than what was expected.
And maybe, just maybe, a really good U.S. national team signing. That's my hope. Maybe Kristen Press and Tobin Heath.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
We can dream.
But with all the other national teamers coming back, they got to go somewhere.
It's true. I mean,
Louisville holds their rights,
but that's not what they want, where they want to play.
Yeah, but the place they want to play doesn't exist yet.
I know. Well, on paper. Also, just a little bit, that Racing Louisville Stadium looks really cool.
Yeah.
I was on TV. I was like, wow, that's a nice, that would be a cool stadium to visit.
I actually thought about going down there for the first game. Just too many things are going on. That the great thing is we have a lot of soccer to cover. The bad thing is it creates a problem with getting to things. So
yeah, it's a bit of a drive.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, but good.
Want to carpool next time?
We can try. Yeah, as long as I can be back in time for work. But
that's not my problem.
No, I'll just make an excuse and take a laptop home. Yeah. So, and they had 6,000 people there. 66,622 is the official attendance on Saturday.
They were not at full capacity, but they were like 50 or 60 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of full capacity, home game is going to be full capacity.
Yep.
And yeah.
So that's why we said earlier that the pandemic was over.
The pandemic is over.
Everybody is going full capacity with no mask required and.
Mm-hmm. Nope. So maybe, I don't know. My job did that today. It's like, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask, but apparently everyone's vaccinated. So.
That's my daughter got home from school today and she's like, yeah, I know those people weren't vaccinated.
Yeah.
Because same thing. And she's like, the freshmen can't even possibly be vaccinated because they didn't open it up to 15-year-olds until just last week. So they can't possibly be fully vaccinated. She's like, rah, rah.
Yeah. A lot of grumbling we're going to be doing for the next few weeks of, it feels weird because it's still out there, but for some reason we're not following guidelines like we used to.
Well, that is the guideline now though.
That's true. No guideline is a guideline. All right, anything else before we wrap up? And
let's see, we've covered all the draft picks, we've covered the last game, we've covered the next game. I think we about covered everything that we need to for this try.
We're gonna try to be more regular, especially as our regular season is going,
and we might even try to get a guest. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it. That'd be really fun.
Should we try for a player or a coach?
Yeah. I don't know. A coach would be fun. But also a player would be fun. I don't know. Either. I'll let you pick.
Or a little bit of both.
Why not? Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Any last words, Cindy?
No, just, stay safe out there.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and stay safe out there, and make sure that you wear a mask when you're around Cindy so she's comfortable. And we'll talk to you soon.
Victoria Pickett looking very dangerous in midfield. We got to kind of move those penetrating runs into more shots from her. That's the next step of her development. I personally think we have something special with Victoria Pickett, and she keeps on proving it every game. So she's a very important player. She's the only one of the three players, I think, that's played every game for us so far and started every game for us so far. So an important player for us, going to be a difference maker. So I'm excited about that.
Master Sergeant John DeSalm on the tenor sax. John DeSalm. Staff Sergeant Reagan Bruff on the composition.